Dan McCarthy from Wangaratta. It's not far from Gundagai, which we've just been talking about. Morning to you, Dan.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Yeah, not far, Gundagai from Wang, is it, for a country trainer?
No. We'll be heading up there on Friday.
You got a few, I was just going to say, you got a few going?
Yeah, I'll have at least one. Yeah, okay.
That's good. All right, well, the main reason for the chat was to catch up with Ashlaw, who our listeners would have seen win at Moonee Valley on Cox Plate Day, and I see the horse holds an entry for Sandown. What are your thoughts here?
We're going to give Sandown a miss at this stage. We'll plane leaves for Perth on Sunday, so we're booked in to fly over there on Sunday for the winter bottom on the 1st of December.
Okay, you just think the timing's right for a big Group 1 with this horse?
Yeah, I think if he's going to win one, it's probably that type of Group 1. It's either a winter bottom or a Goodwood or something like that. Apart from Vedora, I guess we're just not going to have the the dead set Group 1 type of horse in it.
Yeah, understand. He's always been a consistent horse for you, but I think the win at Moonee Valley, sitting on the pace and fighting on really bravely, and even going back to those runs in July and August, it always showed that this horse, Ashlaw, wasn't far from winning a really good race.
Yeah, I think he's the type of horse that at some stage he will win a good one. I think he's improving all the time. He's always been green and immature. We've taken our time with him, and he's certainly come along really, really well. I think he's the best he's ever been right at the moment. And as you say, I think it's probably just the time to have a crack at it.
I mean, he's run fourth in a John Monash, so John Monash behind Voodoo Lad. I mean, these runs are pretty good.
Yeah, I think that was a real peak run for him. I think he carried 63 and won the start before over 1,200, and we dropped him back a fortnight later to the 1,100 at Wait for Age, and I just don't think it all suited too well. I don't think it's a real indication of his form, so I'm hoping that he's actually is a little bit better than that.
Yeah, just listening to you, and I love the way he just boxed on, and just watching you, mate, it was just an enormous thrill for the connections here to win a race on Cox Plate Day.
Oh, no doubt. No, the win on Cox Plate Day was a real achievement in a lot of ways. It's my first win on Cox Plate Day, and my dad had been on the committee there for about 15 years. So, that was a pretty emotional day. It was great.
Yeah, it would have been realizing a moment that you probably thought I'll never get to.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, they're not easy to win. That's for sure.
Have you found with Ashlaw and thinking towards a winter bottom that is he a horse that you think is better suited ridden right up on the pace?
He's probably at his best chasing, but I put the blinkers on him at Moonee Valley, and he's with the blinkers on. Yeah, he's going to be a real on pace grind away type of horse, and he's had three runs with the blinkers on for two wins and a third, so they're just something that I wanted up my sleeve for a race like this, and I'm hoping that the blinkers really, really sharpen him up and have him up there on the speed grinding away and having himself looking like the winner at some stage anyway.
Yeah, understand. And who's going to get the privilege of riding?
At this stage, it looks like Daniel Stackhouse will ride him.
Yep.
It'll be either he or Jamie Mott.
Yep. Well, they both know the horse really well. We'll wait and see on that. So we can take Ashlaw out of Sandown on Saturday. And as I say, that plane goes on Sunday and you'll be on it.
Exactly. We will be.
Good on you, Dan. Safe travels. We may talk to you next week over there.
Fantastic.